Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, February 29th. Happy Leap Day, everyone. Just so fascinating that we do this once every 4 years. And if we didn't do this, our seasons would completely change. It's to make sure, because every day is not 24 hours. It's like 24 hours and a fourth or something. So every 4 years, we got to add that day. Otherwise, our spring would slowly move into the summertime, summer would move into fall. Our seasons would be all thrown out of whack.
We would legit have a Christmas in July. December would be July, season-wise.
Well, it would be cold in July. We wouldn't have Christmas in July. December 25th.
Yeah, days would be the same, but yeah.
But
instead
it would
of July,
be like a really warm Christmas.
Yes, seasonal-wise. Yeah. When they figured that out?
It goes back to B.C. It was Julius Caesar,
was
actually.
It really figured out saying that we should have that?
I don't know if it was him himself or his advisors, but yeah, I was watching the Today Show this morning, and they were explaining the whole thing and like how this dates back, and 0.1% of people have a February 29th birthday, and they were talking all these people that have February 29th birthdays, and there was actually a kid from Las Vegas who was on there, and they were talking about, like, do you celebrate it on February 28th, or do you celebrate it on March 1st? And it goes back and forth. A lot of Leap Day babies like to celebrate it on February 28th because they want to keep it in February, their birthday.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But then a lot say, well, I was born the day after February 28th, so I celebrate it on March 1st instead.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's kind of, it was very interesting. Very interesting. Anyone listening right now that is celebrating a February 29th birthday, and is it a big deal? Like, they all went all out on their birthdays because it's once every 4 years where they have their official birthday.
Yeah, it's a rare occasion. Or anyone else do anything? Did you get married on February 29th or have another kind of anniversary celebration today?
They say it's bad luck to get married on February
29th. Is it really?
That your marriage will be doomed if you are definitely going to get some sort of a breakup going on.
Gosh, yeah, don't do any of that stuff today. That's a great little fact about Julius Caesar. It's so interesting. I wonder what his cabinet said to him. Like, hey, we need to do this. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, I mean, there were some smart people there.
Really?
So it is a leap day. And I know that if you are born on February 29th, you have so many deals today. So many people want to give you free stuff. It's insane. I was going to do a whole section on it in what's trending, but there was just too much. I couldn't put it all in there. So if you Google free stuff leap day, oh my gosh, you have a lot of stuff you can get.
Yeah, take advantage of that stuff today. That's awesome.
How you doing?
Not bad. Hey, you mentioned earlier in the week that Matt and Brooklyn are heading out of town for a volleyball game. Are they out of town yet? Are they going to be out of town this weekend?
They will be out of town this weekend. Yeah. Oh. Why? What's up?
No, I'm just saying there's weather that's coming in this weekend. It's going to be nasty this weekend. It was showing everything. I'm like, man, they're lucky to get out of town, going down to Orlando, where it's going to be nice and warm down there.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a very windy one this weekend. I'm going to be out at NASCAR hosting, so I'm kind of like, oh boy, this is going to be very interesting.
What happens? Do they say anything about the, because it's going to be intense winds on Saturday. Do they say anything? Would that affect anything? Or it's just, I mean, the wind's not going to affect the race. Everything's going to be fine.
Well, I mean, they have postponed races for weather before.
Yeah.
It's definitely happened. So, yeah, I mean, no one said anything. I don't think it's one of those things where we're like, you know, you have to just wait and see. You can't just be like, well, it's going to be postponed and canceled. It's a wait and see kind of situation right now. But yeah, it's some windy weather coming in for sure.
That's really cool, by the way. Mercedes does some awesome stuff. She's the MC for our Vegas Thrill, and they're going to be out there this weekend for NASCAR. And you're, what would you call yourself, the in-track MC? Or what would be your title out there this weekend?
Well, yeah, I guess I am the one of the track hosts. So there's me and this guy named Jose, and we do the track hosting. This year, so in March, they have the truck race. So it'll be Friday with the trucks, Saturday, and then Sunday. And it's, although I'll be solo on Saturday because he's got some other stuff going on. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I see so many of our listeners out there at the track always saying hi and stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so proud of all these things you get to do. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks. It's, it should be interesting. You have any big plans for the weekend?
Car show on Saturday I'm going to. There is a big, it's called the Diecast Car Show on Saturday. There's a big convention in town, so I'm doing that this weekend, doing dinner with some friends on Friday night. So yeah, it should be a nice weekend.
Yeah, well, hopefully the weather isn't as bad as they're making it seem to be. We'll definitely have to wait and see on that, but let's do it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Today by Smashing Pumpkins? Do you want to hear Stronger by Britney Spears? Or do you want to hear Turn Me On by Kevin Little? Let me hold you, girl, caress my body. You got me going crazy. You turn me on, turn me on. Those are your choices. You can place your vote right now. It's easy. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is the most awkward thing anyone has ever said to you? I'm surprised that in 2024, people still say stuff like this, but it just happened to one of our friends. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Today by Smashing Pumpkins is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. It's always awkward when someone says something to you that just is like inappropriate or puts you in the spot or paints you in a bad light. And I still, like, you hear these stories all the time. I still can't believe people say stuff like this. What happened to your friend?
It was a grocery clerk saying to our friend, "When are you going to have that baby?" The issue is she had that baby 3 months ago. It was a very awkward exchange. And it was so funny because Laura was talking to her friend just a few days ago. And I was kind of hearing half the conversation, but I hear Laura go, "No. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Christine, no. What did you do?" And at that point, I walk into the conversation and Laura's like, "You have to hear this." So, yeah, she was at the grocery store. She had her baby like early December. And she said the odd thing was is she remembers like this grocery store clerk is a person that's worked there for a long time. So he would see her pregnant over the past 9 months, but I guess not just paying attention to the fact that it's been longer than 9 months and she hasn't seen him in a couple months since she had the baby. But still, he's like, "When are you going to have that baby?" She's like, "I did in December."
Yeah, that, I had someone say that exact same thing to me after I had Sophie. Yeah, they're like, "When are you due?" And I was like, negative 2 months ago, that I had the baby. This is all just like kind of left over. And I could see the horror in their eyes when they said it. But I just feel like with anything that has to do with a woman having a baby, you have to wait for them to divulge the information. Otherwise, I will not even acknowledge it. You could be ready to pop. Yes, just the yes. biggest. And I will not acknowledge a single thing until you make a comment about, oh, man, I'm just, you know, ready to have this baby. Then you just open the door. I'll ask all the questions. But I'm not. I'm just I have blinders on. I cannot see below your neck until you say something, and then I will. Same thing after the baby. I'm not going to ask. I'll just be like, so how's life? And then, oh, well, we had the baby. I know. How's that? You know, you have to tiptoe around that because it is just so rude.
Yeah, you have to be play it safe. I'm the exact same way. I see it could be a friend, just someone like, oh, my, I think there's a bump or it looks very pregnant. But I will wait until they open that door before I walk into that person's house.
It's something you have to be very careful about. Has anyone ever said anything to you that was just so awkward, and how did you respond? Someone just texted. It says, my boyfriend introduced me to his friend. The friend says, she's a lot better looking than the last one. Well, at least you got the compliment.
Yes.
But still, it's awkward. Why'd you have to say that?
Awkward compliments. We didn't put that under. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2014.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, February 29th, 6 o'clock. Yes, it is Leap Day. Welcome to Leap Day. We were talking a little bit earlier about, like, how did it happen? Every 4 years, an extra day is added to the calendar because the Earth takes longer than 365 days to orbit the sun. And the day is not added to century years unless they are divisible by 400. So the year 2000, that was a leap year, and okay. So on and so forth. And yes, it was Julius Caesar and his astronomers. They were the first to initiate the practice of adding an extra day in February in the year 45 BC.
Lots of deals for people out there today on Leap Day as well. So take advantage of that stuff.
If you were born on February 29th. I mean, I'm sure there's some deals Day ones. But yeah, and it is show number 2014. So that means let's talk about the year 2014. This was the top song. I remember you could not get away from this song. Happy was played so much it made me sad. It was so saturated. Happy was the top song of 2014. The movies to watch included Interstellar, Jersey Boys, John Wick, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Big Hero 6, and the Lego Movie. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive was Chris Hemsworth in 2014. Some interesting things happened in 2014. Well, that was the year that the Ice Bucket Challenge just exploded.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Remember, everyone was having buckets of ice poured over them to support the ALS Association. That was that was when it all came to fruition. Also in 2014, that was the year of the famous Oscars selfie. Do you remember that? The selfie that was on Ellen's camera with Jennifer Lawrence, Jared Leto, Channing Tatum, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Ellen, Kevin Spacey, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, Lupita Nyong'o, Peter Nyong'o, and Angelina Jolie all in one selfie together.
Also back when he wanted to take a selfie with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, or Ellen for that matter. Yeah, so
things started to come out about these people.
That was in 2014. This is something kind of interesting that happened in 2014. The beard of Tutankhamun's golden mask fell off during the cleaning process in an Egyptian museum in 2014. So the workers were kind of like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So they used epoxy glue to reattach the beard. Well, since that was not the professional method to do this, The mask was permanently damaged, and they were later prosecuted for it.
Were they really?
That happened in 2014.
Imagine the stress when that happened. Oh, what do we do?
Yeah.
Just glue it back together. No one's going to notice.
They're going to notice.
Oh, boy, and they got prosecuted for the whole thing.
Yeah, that was kind of a mess back in 2014.
Just got to be honest and tell whoever, hey, man, we messed up.
Yeah.
We knocked the beard off that guy.
It fell off. I don't know what you want to do, but here you go. In 2014, during a concert, Kanye West, he stopped his performance of Good Life that he was doing because the entire audience was not standing, and he got upset. And the person that he singled out was someone who was in a wheelchair.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you love the guy even more, right?
Hey, you, stand up. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
In 2014, Betty White was awarded the Guinness World Record for longest TV career for an entertainer. She debuted in 1939. And this is great. Taylor Swift, in 2014, she accidentally released 8 seconds of White Noise on iTunes. It was a total accident. For $1.29, and it became number one in Canada almost immediately before she
removed
it.
Yes. Really?
Just 8 seconds of White Noise that she accidentally
just
put
a mistake
on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one in Canada. Everyone's like, have you heard the 8 second White Noise? Yes. It's amazing.
Calling radio stations. Hey, can you play the Taylor Swift 8 seconds of White Noise?
Yeah.
You got it. Hey, we have the Madonna triple play. It happened on Wednesday. So we played a Madonna song in the 7 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour. Hopefully you heard all three Madonna songs and you wrote down what they were, because at 7:10, we're going to ask for caller 20. When that's you, you have the three correct songs. You're going to get tickets to go see Madonna. Floor seats this weekend. Now, coming up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Miley has a new track coming, and we have a sneak peek. We have that and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Miley Cyrus is trending this morning. She has been teasing us. She is now in her doctor era, as she has teased a new single. She collaborated with Pharrell for a new single. It's called Doctor Work It Out, and it's coming out tomorrow. She teased it on social this week, along with a 20-second clip with the song. And so she said yesterday it will be out tomorrow. But there is that teaser. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it sounds pretty cool.
Could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem. It's only gonna get worse. I need that medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out.
Dang.
Doesn't
like
it sound
that.
Good?
Yeah.
You should
real
see
good.
The clip. Go to her Instagram.
Okay.
Like, she's still got that big hair that she had at the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. When I first saw her hair, I laughed. I was like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. But the more I look at it, I love it. It looks so good on her. She's so rocking it. Just dancing to this clip.
Oh, look at her go. Yeah, she's got that that dress on, too.
Yeah, and you can tell it's a Pharrell song, can't you? Just by the first few beats.
Uh-huh.
Pharrell has beats that are so distinguishable. So that comes out tomorrow. Actually, Rolling Stone is saying that song may have been in the works since before her 2013 Bangers album, from which the song was possibly cut. They think that it might have been on Bangers and that they cut it, and it's just been there forever, and they decided to finally release it.
Oh, just that 20-second you played. I wonder if the original they were going to work with Pharrell, or that was the added touch to it. But that sounds great.
I think it was with Pharrell originally, too, and because he had teased it before.
Oh, he did.
But then nothing ever came, and so they're saying that might be the song. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Kat Janis. The TikTok community is mourning the loss of the creator. She died yesterday following her battle with carcinoma, which is a rare form of cancer in soft tissue and bones. It was announced on her Instagram, where it also said, Kat saw her music go places she never expected, and rests in the peace of knowing that she will continue to provide for her son through her music. This would not have been possible without all of you. Now, if you don't know who she is, she was the singer whose track Dance You Out of My Head went viral after she shared that her dying wish was to have users stream the song, and she explained that it would be her last joy to create an enduring musical legacy for her 7-year-old son, Lauren. This song is providing for her son now that she's gone. And if you miss the song, here it is. And so I'm gonna dance you out of my head. So Kat Janis had 2.4 million song uses on TikTok and was shocked when her track actually started to chart earlier this month.
I mean, it's sad that she passed away and she's got her son and everything, but I mean, what a special thing to have. And people buying this song.
And she saw this succeed.
It's not after fact, yeah.
Yeah, just so sad to hear of her passing, but wonderful that the community was able to come together for her and her son when she asked them to. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning are the Oscars. We now have confirmation on this year's Oscar performers. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences announced yesterday that all 5 songs nominated in the Best Original Song category will be showcased during the 96th Annual Academy Awards. So that means Ryan Gosling will perform I'm Just Ken from Barbie with Mark Ronson. Billie Eilish and Phineas will perform What Was I Made For from the film also. Also performing will be Becky G. She's going to be doing The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. John Batiste will perform It Never Went Away from American Symphony. And Scott George, along with the O6 Tribal singers, will perform Wazahazi, which a song for my people, which is from Killers of the Flower Moon. The Oscars are on March 10th. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting, and that is what's trending.
We've got Heads Up coming up next, and when you win, you're gonna get a $50 gift card to Capriotti's. It's Mixed 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant on the phone. It's Kelly. Hey, good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. Mine is being sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, maybe some Capriotti's in your belly will help you feel better.
I would love to buy the women at work some Capriotti's. Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. All right, let's make you a winner. So pick a category. There's 2 to choose from. Do you want to go with No Brainer Day or Lab Coat?
Oh, gosh, my sister does science stuff. I should probably pick lab coat.
Okay, let's do it. It's National Science Day. It was actually yesterday. So these are all things that are associated with science, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
My daughter always complains that everyone picks Mercedes, so I'm going to go JC.
All right. You're going to win.
Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it. Here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you get that gift card to Capriotti's. We start now. This is the person that wears the lab coat. We're celebrating this person.
Scientist.
Yes. You to get the up-close view, you put something underneath this.
Microscope?
Yes. This is a theory you might have, and then you do an experiment to back that theory up.
Hypothesis?
Yes. What we're doing is a science what? I'm going to take element
experiment.
A. Yes. The person that studies the stars and studies the sky is what?
Astronomer?
Yes. Point A to point B, I want to see the distance, so I'm going to do what to it? I'm going to get a ruler out. I'm going to get a...
measure?
Yes. Yes!
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 Congratulations! You could tell you had a science background. You were like, hypothesis, microscope, experiment. I was like,
oh my gosh,
she is awesome.
Kelly, you're going to buy your coworkers and friends some lunch. You got that $50 gift card to Capriotti's. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now check this out. Next hour, 7:30, we got the Mega Minute. When you win the Mega Minute, you're going to get tickets to go see Twice. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is Mercedes in the morning. I feel like things like this only happen on those old talk shows from the 2000s and 2010s where you have, oh, you're dating so-and-so, but guess what? He's also dating your sister.
Jerry,
stuff like that.
Jerry,
yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. But no, this is happening in real life right now. Tish Cyrus, Miley's mom, former wife of Billy Ray Cyrus. She was on a podcast and she was talking about her fairy tale romance with her now husband. He's an actor. His name is Dominic Purcell. She talked about their first date. She talked about how they made out and it just, oh my gosh. And they said, I love you a day later. Just everything.
That's intense.
Oh, gushing about this guy. Here's the problem. Her daughter, Noah Cyrus, was already dating him.
Tish.
She's married to Noah's former boyfriend.
Tish stole her daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me.
And they say that Noah was not invited to the wedding for that very reason.
Would you, if you're Noah, would you want to go to that wedding?
I don't think I would, but they're saying that Noah is really distraught over this whole thing. Her mom stole her boyfriend, not just stole her boyfriend, but married her boyfriend. Has anyone ever been in a relationship with someone only to have them stolen by a family member? That doesn't happen in real life, does it? Is it just because that's like Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood
life?
Or something?
I mean, I am completely thrown off by this. 702-364-9400. Have you ever had someone stolen from you by a family member? Or maybe you're that family member that's like, look, it just happened. I didn't intend for it to happen. There were sparks and I just knew this was the one for me. And so I stole the person. Let us know. Oh, you're kidding me. Trish, not Tish, but Trish. Trish, this happened to you. What happened?
So I was dating this guy and I just knew he was cheating on me. So I followed him one night and his car was parked at my sister's place.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What happened after that?
Well, we really loved each other. I mean, and I don't know what was going on. He was a cheater and she ended up getting pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
And they went to Reno to get married and I knew he wasn't going to do it because he loved me and I kept telling my friends that and my sister and I, we're not close. We don't get along, obviously, but I was telling my friends he's not going to get married. He loves me, and he didn't get married, but she ended up having the kid, and yeah, we don't have a relationship, my sister and I, but...
What about you and him? Did you guys ever get back together?
We did, but it didn't work out, and they never got back together.
Wow. I didn't realize that this stuff happens in real life. Trish, I'm so sorry you went through that. That must have been really traumatic for you. I can't imagine.
It was hard, but it was a while ago, so I'm good.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad you... Then we can make fun of it and say, Jerry.
But if she... Let's say... And Tish is sounding like Trish is in a much better spot, but let's say she did get back together with that guy, and they got married, and so then her sister has the baby with the dad. But the dad, I'm just trying to follow the family tree. Like, if she married the guy, but the guy had a kid with her sister?
Oh, yeah. So her nephew would also be her stepson.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. But it didn't work out that way.
We're safe.
Yeah.
We're safe. Hey, next hour, 7:30. You're going to go see Twice. We got those tickets for you when you conquer the Mega Minute.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Something kind of interesting slash weird happened the other day, and it involves one of the Baldwin brothers, and not Alec Baldwin. It's Stephen Baldwin. Fans became concerned when the actor circulated this post of a preacher who asked for prayers for his daughter, Hailey Bieber. So everyone's trying to figure out, like, why are they asking for prayers? He shared a post from Victor Marx, who's the head of All Things Possible Ministries, who asked that his followers take a moment to offer a little prayer for the celebrity and her husband, singer Justin Bieber. Now, he didn't explain why. Stephen Baldwin didn't explain why they were requesting prayers for the pair, but Marx did say he hoped that they would have wisdom, protection, and to draw close to the Lord. The preacher also admitted that he, his wife, and Kenya Baldwin, Haley's mom, pray together for the couple. So I don't know if there's something happening between the two, if it's a relationship thing, if it's a health thing, I'm not sure, but they're asking for prayers.
Yeah, it's definitely a cryptic message to send out, and does some cause concern for the couple. Yeah, what's going on with them?
Yeah, I hope everything is okay there. Also this morning, that saying about how it takes a village to raise a child, it is not just some old proverb. It's a way of life for a lot of families. Raising kids really does require all hands on deck. And this new survey came out that looks into how working parents have to utilize their village and who's in it. According to this survey, the average working parent relies on 6 different people to help support their child's growth and development. If you have kids, real quick, call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Think of how many people you require help from to raise your children. I'm just trying to think, like, right off the bat myself, like, 1, 2, 3. I've got 3, but it also helps that my husband can make his own schedule, so we don't depend on as many people as some other people may do. But we definitely, there's 3 people that we definitely depend on to help us with the kids.
I think of my brother, and he's got 2 kids, and they're young. I think maybe 8 ages from 4 to 6. But it's funny, I'll be talking to my mom, and she'll be like, oh, I gotta go, I'm picking up JP at the bus stop. Or I was talking to my dad, and he's waiting at the school for one of the kids to come out. And then I know also my niece helps out as well. So my brother, they've got 2 kids. They got my mom and my dad, and then my niece, 3 people that I know of helping them out raise their 2 kids.
Yeah, that's it. It's hard to do it alone. And if you're able to do it alone, wow, so much respect. Mm-hmm. We're getting some texts here. It takes us at least 5 people, sometimes 6 people. This one says, we need the help of 3 people with our 6 kids. Oh my gosh, that's it? 6 kids and you only need 3 people? That's amazing. A lot of the people include kids' grandparents, extended family, like uncles, cousins, yeah, stuff like that, and then siblings. Jessica, how many people does it take for you to get help with your kids?
A lot. I don't even know. I use a lot of people every day. I have 8 kids. They're all in activities.
Oh, my gosh. 8 kids?
I have, like, probably 7 people a day to help run all the kids, because I'm a single mom too, on top of having 8 kids.
Oh, wow. So you definitely are killing it right now and just doing such a good job bringing these people in to make sure that your kids have what they need. That's amazing, Jessica.
Thanks.
Well, if you need more people, let us know, Jessica. We're here to help as well. We'll step in if you need something.
Yeah,
if you need something, just please give us a holler. 8 kids. Wow.
We're getting a lot of texts from people like, with in the 7 and 8 range. That's amazing, especially if you have family that lives here in Las Vegas. I'm jealous. It's hard. We don't have any family here. My mom and dad, they used to fly in when we needed them for kids stuff.
Yeah.
If we didn't have kids or friends that could do it. So it definitely does take a village. All right. Finally, this morning, it turns out that those Stanley cups that everybody drinks out of, they really can save your life. A woman in Steubenville, Ohio, says that her Stanley cup kept her from getting hit by a stray bullet that was shot through her home. She posted a TikTok about it. Her name's Rachel. It says, POV, my Stanley Cup saves my life when there's a shootout in front of my house. She went on to say it was a freak accident, honestly. Her fiance and she were talking about something when they heard about 7 or 8 gunshots and then one really loud bang when it entered her house. She said that a bullet ricocheted off of her Stanley, which was right in front of her, sent it flying through her perfume into her kitchen. She says they hid until the cops came to collect the bullet, and they believe she may not be alive today if it wasn't for her Stanley
A life-saving
cup.
Purchase
I'm
right there.
You.
7:30, we've got the Mega Minute, and when you conquer the Mega Minute, you're going to get tickets to go see Twice. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It sounds like something really exciting happened to you yesterday. This is so amazing.
Yeah, I'm super happy about this whole thing. But it was also kind of funny how the whole thing went down. One of my best friends, Buffalo Larry, I talk about him a lot. He cuts my hair, and we've been friends for, gosh, coming up on 10 years now. He's getting married. Him and his fiance are getting married in November. And yesterday he asked me to be a groomsman in the wedding.
That's awesome. Congratulations to him and you. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. And it's going to be a special day for them. But it's so funny how this whole thing went down. And I feel bad for Larry. So I'm getting a haircut yesterday. I'm at the salon. And his assistant, her name is Kimmy. She's so sweet. She comes running up to the both of us. And she goes, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Like, something's going on. I'm like, what? And she goes, Ashley, that's Larry's fiance. She goes, Ashley just asked me to be in the wedding. And I see Larry's face. He's kind of like, oh, that's great. Awesome. And she's like, yes. And she's going on how excited she is to be in the wedding. And this is going to be magical and such a great day. And Larry's just like acknowledging her, but still things seem kind of awkward. And then she looks at me and I make a joke to her. I'm like, well, maybe you and I will be paired up and we can walk down the aisle together. And she goes, oh, my gosh, are you in the wedding, too? And I'm like, no, I'm not in the wedding. I haven't been asked. I don't expect to be in the wedding. And then that's when Larry goes, well, this is really awkward right now, you guys. So that's when he asked me, he's like, will you be in the wedding? And he asked me right then to be in the wedding. But here's the thing, though. He goes on to tell me he had this big speech planned out. He has a gift to give me. He wanted to make this. He wanted to make this a moment of to sit down with me to say, listen, you know how much our friendship means to me. I want you to be in the wedding. But because Kimmy was asked and Kimmy came over and we started talking about the wedding, Larry felt pressure in this whole thing. So he just asked me very casually and nonchalant if I would be in the wedding.
So he didn't get to do his whole presentation?
No, and then here's the thing. Mercedes, he calls me last night, and I'm outside, and I'm working out. And so he calls, and I pick up, and I'm out of breath. And he's like, are you working out? I'm like, yeah, why? And he's like, He's like, I wanted to give you my speech again. I wanted to tell you how much your friendship means to me. And I felt like it was kind of, you know, I didn't get a chance to do that today. But since you're working out and everything, I'll tell you some other time. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't we call him now and ask him to give you the speech? So we can all hear it.
Have him give the speech on the radio?
Yes. Let's call Larry and see. I mean, it's a very personal thing, so he may not want to do that, and I don't want to put him or you on the spot at all. But if he wants to, we would love to offer him the opportunity with no interruptions to give his Will You Be My Groomsman speech on the air. And then he will have it, and you will have it for the rest of time, and you can play it for your kids. And I think he should come on the show and do it if he's comfortable with it and if you're comfortable with
it. Well, Steph has his number if you want to reach out to Steph.
Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I would be. Larry's a very special person in my life. He's very emotional, too. So I think it would be interesting to hear what words he has prepared for me.
Well, I don't want him to be uncomfortable. Like I said, I don't want to put him on the spot. But this would be a perfect opportunity for him to not have any interruptions, not have you working out, not have Kimmy running up. Like, this could be... Let's see if he's comfortable with it. And if he is, Let's get him on the phone and have him give you the will you be my groomsman speech.
All right, I'm down with it. It'll be very special to me. We'll see if Buffalo Larry is down with it. So we'll find out if Buffalo Larry will join the show to give me my groomsman speech. Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas' best variety and Mercedes in the Morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
And we need to find ourselves a winner for the Wednesday Madonna Triple Play.
Daniela, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a pair of floor seats for you to see Madonna Saturday night. But you had to have been listening on this radio station in the 7, the 11, and 4 o'clock hours yesterday. Can you tell us what three Madonna songs played in those hours?
Yes.
Okay, what were they?
Music, La Isla Bonita, and Dress You Up.
Now, just to clarify, you said music, La Isla Bonita, and Dress You Up?
Yes.
You're going to see Madonna!
Yes!
Oh, my God! My heart.
Congratulations, Daniela!
Oh, thank you so much. I belong on the floor. I love to be that close. I will have so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, Daniela. And if you're thinking, oh, man, there goes my chance. No, you're still going to have one more chance tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, we are going to do the Madonna mashup. We're going to play a bunch of Madonna songs all at once. And if you can correctly identify all of those songs, you too could win tickets to see Madonna for her Friday night show at the T-Mobile Arena. That will happen tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
And it's also floor seats as well, too. So it's going to be big tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so we're excited. All right. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. And JC was asked to be a groomsman in his BFF's wedding. His BFF is Larry, and Larry's on the phone. Hey, Larry.
What's up, guys?
Hey, congratulations on your wedding, your engagement, all the good stuff. That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
We heard, though, that you were going to ask JC to be a groomsman, and that didn't really go as planned.
Yeah, that's very accurate. Full disclosure, though, I didn't read JC's text this morning when he told me I was having to tell a speech on the radio.
Oh, no. Are you comfortable with this? Because if you are not, I would totally understand. But we just thought this would be a great opportunity for you to say to JC what you wanted to say to JC.
Yeah. I'm comfortable. I'm sure you know that every time you ask him for any of his time, you have to make a speech.
Well, it was Larry was planning on doing the speech, and he said he had a gift for me as well. But it was just he ended up asking me yesterday because the surprise was kind of spoiled. And then he called me last night wanting to give the speech to me again last night. But I was working out and I was busy, and he's like, just forget it. And so this is your chance. I don't have time for this, Larry. This is your chance, Buffalo, to give your speech for everyone to hear to me to be your groomsman.
Well, it's I feel very fortunate as a grown man to make friends as great as JC has been to me, or as you have been to me. And
oh my God, he's playing Enya underneath this. I'm sorry, Larry.
If I could ask you to stand by me in this very important time in my life, I only plan on doing it once, definitely no more than twice. I'd be honored if you would be my groomsman.
Are you down on one knee right now?
I am.
Turn the Enya off.
Come on, I was adding something. That was Enya.
That is not adding to it at all.
That was very heartfelt, and
that was very beautiful.
And Larry knows, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, I will be there standing by your side to watch you marry your beautiful fiance, Ashley. I'm honored. I am honored to be part of this special day.
Thank you so much.
You're very witty, Larry. If I don't know when your birthday was, but if I had to guess your astrological sign, well, can I ask you one quick question? Like,
sure.
Are you an introvert or are you an extrovert? Or are you a little bit of both?
Extrovert. 100%.
You're very witty. Are you a Gemini by chance?
Thank you. I am.
Oh, no. Are you really?
I'm also looking for a job on the radio.
See, he's witty.
He's witty.
All in once a week.
Geminis are so clever and so witty. Like, you always throw in something so deadpan and dry, but it's so funny. That's why I was like, he's got to be a Gemini.
Larry, Mercedes has this gift where she can pick up on a person's astrological sign just after having a one or two sentence conversation with the person.
Just by asking their birthday.
Yeah. When's her birthday?
Well, Larry, I'm looking forward to being part of your special day in November. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. That's amazing. That's so funny. He's hilarious. Yeah, I really like
him. He's a lot of fun. He loves you, too. And that's crazy. You got him as a Gemini.
That's weird. I notice anytime he comes on, he just says things that make me laugh just instantaneously. And sometimes they go over a lot of people's heads, but I hear them, and they're so funny.
Okay, it is time now for the by the way, That's a good point. You nailing Larry and the Gemini thing. Steph and I are working on something here, possibly later on for you.
Yeah, she said to be prepared for the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Are you guys putting me to the test?
We might put you to the... Well, we might. We are going to put you to the test.
Okay.
You got talent.
I don't know. I'm not always right. I mean, I just threw that out there hoping for the best, but I'm not always right on that stuff.
It is time now to win with the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
Up for grabs. Your tickets to see Twice. They are coming to Allegiant Stadium in March. March is literally tomorrow, you guys. Yeah. In a couple of weeks, they're going to be here. And your tickets to see Twice, the fifth world tour, Ready to Be Once Again, is coming. All you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute. What is it? It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. And if you can correctly identify all 10 questions or correctly answer them, you will win these tickets right now. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400. This is how we do.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, Bianca. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are great. We want to give you tickets to see Twice with the Mega Minute. Are you ready to do this?
I hope so.
Okay, just take a breath. It starts quickly.
So, Bianca, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
How many days are there in a leap year?
366.
Yes, Lightning McQueen is a character in which Disney Pixar movie?
Cars.
Yes, what was the name of the 90s sitcom where Mario Lopez played A.C. Slater?
Pass.
Leap day happens every how many years?
4.
Yes, Columbus is the capital of which U.S. state?
Ohio?
Yes, what girl group is known for their songs Buttons and When I Grow Up?
Pass.
How many dwarves are there in Snow White?
7.
Yes, The Cat in the Hat and How the Grinch Stole Christmas were written by what famous author?
Dr. Seuss.
Yes. What cable channel? The cable channel MTV is an acronym for what?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
The cable channel MTV is an acronym for what?
Oh, music TV?
Yes. The quote, "You're killing me, Smalls," is from what 90s
it wasn't Saved by the Bell?
The first one was Saved by the Bell. Yes.
I needed a second.
I know. It's hard. Like, you have to go to those certain files in your brain. Like, okay, 90s sitcoms. Where is that at? The girl group known for their song Buttons and When I Grow Up was the Pussycat Dolls. And then the quote, "You're killing me, Smalls," is from the movie The Sandlot. Bianca, hang on the line. I'm so sorry. That means the caller 20 right now, you are going to get these tickets. Tickets to see Twice at Allegiant Stadium on March 16th. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time. time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some sad news if you know who comedian Richard Lewis is. He passed away yesterday at the age of 76. He suffered a heart attack. He had been living with Parkinson's disease, and he revealed that in April of last year. His wife expressed gratitude for everyone's support, requested privacy at this time. There were some really nice tributes that people wrote about him. One in particular that I saw was from Jamie Lee Curtis, who worked with him, saying that he was just, she remembers seeing his billboard on Sunset Boulevard, thinking like he should star in this movie with me. I can't remember what the movie was, but they met. He was just such a likable guy. And she said, he's the reason for my sobriety. He was always so supportive. And it was just a really beautiful tribute. Also, one of his longtime friends, Larry David, honored his friend in a statement. He said, Richard and I were born 3 days apart in the same hospital. And for most of my life, he's been like a brother to me. He had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob. And for that, I'll never forgive him.
Yeah, I remember him, his stand-up comedy and stuff in the 80s and 90s. And then he was on some kind of sitcom, too, on network television. And
well,
then
he was on Curb, too.
Yeah, well, that was a good to then. Obviously, I think his resurgence was when he was on Curb Enthusiasm for all those seasons. Yeah, sad news to see that.
Definitely. Also, this morning, there was a lot of backlash to the story about Wendy's and their price surging that they were going to do. This week, word got out that the CEO of Wendy's said that they would boost profits by introducing digital menu boards that can display dynamic pricing that fluctuates throughout the day, as well as AI-powered suggestive selling. That was not a hit with Wendy's customers. They were not happy. So now they're walking it back by saying that they meant to say was that digital menus would allow them to reduce the prices. So they wouldn't raise them. They'll just bring the prices down. They said in a statement, we wouldn't raise prices when our customers are visiting us most. This could allow us to change the menu at different times of the day and offer discounts, particularly in the slower times of the day. Well, obviously, a lot of people are very skeptical about this comment and saying, yeah, they're definitely walking it back after the backlash. But either way, shouldn't they have described that from the start?
Yeah, because the way it came out was, the breakfast sandwich, it's real busy at 8 a.m. The price is going to go up because the demand is up. But then if you want that breakfast sandwich at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when no one's ordering it, it's going to go down. But
Yeah. You're
going to get screwed if you're going there for breakfast. It was very clear the way it was worded the first time it came out.
You know what Wendy's is doing today? Since it's sleep day, they're just giving away these free cinnamon pull-apart thingies. And I think it's for everyone.
Not just Leap Day babies?
Yeah. Wendy's cinnamon. Hold on. I just saw it. Someone posted on social media. They're like, look what I got for free because it's Leap Day. And then I found another fun. Yeah, they're offering free Cinnabon pull-apart cups for Leap Day today, if you want to check
it
out.
There you go.
And then there is, if your name starts with an L, E, A, or P, today you can get a free medium sub. Where is this at? Someone just sent this to me. It doesn't even say where this is at. Oh, well, check your local sub shop.
Yeah, and if your name starts with L, E, A, or P, too, this is meant for you. Outside of that, good for you guys.
Yeah, that's there's a bunch of deals for people that are actually born today on Leap Day.
You celebrate your day once every 4 years. Celebrate that birthday.
Yeah.
But you did say you heard earlier, if you get married on the Leap Day, if you're planning on getting married today, don't, because it's bad luck.
Yeah, it's bad luck to get married on a Leap Day. There was I found a bunch of like Leap Day facts. Some people believe that that if you get married on a Leap Day, or February 29th is traditionally a day when women are encouraged to propose to men, but not get married. So ladies, you can propose. You're supposed to propose today if you're going to do the proposal.
Today's the day to do it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So now you know. All right. Finally, this morning, if you want to be cool and up with the latest in the fashion trends, This one is going to make you look like you literally pulled something out of your hamper. Zara, they're now selling women's jeans that look like they've been balled up in the corner of your bedroom for a month. And they're calling them wrinkle-affected jeans. They say this is going to be the new trend in jeans. You cannot iron the wrinkles out. They're supposed to look like that. And when I say wrinkly, I mean wrinkly, like every square inch of them is wrinkled. Did you see them?
Now, yeah.
I don't think it's very cute, but social media is having a field day with them. They're, you know, making comments about how, yeah, this is when you find a pair of jeans at the bottom of your dresser that was stuck in the back. If perpetually wrinkled jeans somehow sound good to you, they're on Zara's website for $70, and a lot of the sizes are already sold out, believe it or
not. But there's no way to get those wrinkles out. They're in there, right? Wash them.
Yeah, you're going to have the wrinkles for good.
Think your most wrinkly outfit ever and times that by 10. Dang, that's a lot of wrinkles.
Would you wear those?
Probably not, no. But then again, you never know. When a new trend comes out, it's always like, who would wear that? Next thing you know, everyone's wearing it, and then people follow the trends.
I just feel like I could make those with my regular jeans I have right now.
Mercedes, are those the new Zara jeans? No, they're just in the corner of my room this morning.
I haven't washed them for 7 months.
Okay, are you ready for this? Because next, coming up here, and we're going to start this about 7 minutes. We want to put you to the test, Mercedes.
I'm a little nervous about this.
Mercedes has this ability, this gift, to identify someone's astrological sign just based on a conversation with some people, or just based the way they look, you're able to pick on some of these things.
I'm more accurate when I have the conversation and I can see them.
Okay.
So I don't know how this is going to go, but I wouldn't call it a gift. I just think that because I enjoy astrology, I like it, and I like to see people's personality types. And then in my mind, I'm like, oh, you've got to be a this, you've got to be a that. Some people don't believe in it. Whatever. I totally get it. And if you don't believe in it, you're probably a Pisces. But it's just one of those things I like to do.
Now, coming up next, we're going to put you to the test, and we'll explain more. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you have a hidden talent? Do you have a talent that people are like, wow, that's really cool that you can do that? What is that thing for you? 702-364-9400. I've been doing this for years, and it's funny to me that you're like really noticing it now, even though I've always identified people with this.
Well, I remember you doing it in the past too, and I picked up on it, but it just seems to me it's just more recently you've been on it and maybe doing it more.
I've been more vocal about it.
Okay.
I think.
Mercedes can pretty much identify your astrological sign just based on a short, brief conversation, maybe an interaction, maybe hanging out with someone. And it amazes me. You get it right pretty much 9 times out of 10. You're spot on with it. I want to go back to a listener by the name of Scott Van Zen. He called the show because someone said he was my doppelganger. And we looked at the pictures, and we talked to him on the air. Super, super sweet guy.
And I just want to say, for the record, just looking at the pictures, I immediately could tell he was an earth sign. I thought he might be the same sign as you, which is a Leo. But then after talking to him, it changed.
Okay, so here was our conversation. Part of our conversation, we're talking to him, and then Mercedes nailing his astrological sign. Here he is.
Are you like a patient person?
I have discipline.
You work hard, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're pretty reliable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can. I am getting major Taurus vibes from you.
Holy
So obviously you tell by Scott's reaction, you were spot on with Scott. It's wild to me. I didn't even know all the astrological signs, and you can identify a person. It's crazy.
Not always, but a good majority of the time. What is your hidden talent? 702-364-9400. Jessica, do you have a hidden talent?
I do.
What is it?
I can say the alphabet backwards.
Oh, man, I've always wanted to do that. I can never do it. Can you do it for us really quick?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONM. Sorry, I got tongue tied. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHC.
You just did it.
You just got it. You got to the J. J-I-H.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONM.
LKJIHTFEDCBA.
Wow. Yeah. That's a talent.
That's a gift, Jessica.
They say that if you ever get pulled over for DUI, they'll ask you to do that backwards.
Which is an urban legend. They're not going to ask you to do that.
Okay. I mean, I would never drive drunk, but my gosh, I can't do that sober. Yeah, how would I do that
there's
drunk?
There's no way they do that. They can't do that. Well, we want to do this, Mercedes. We want to put your skills to the test here.
Okay.
So we want people to call up right now at 702-364-9400. And they're going to call up and you have a brief little interaction with them. Ask them some questions, whatever you want to ask, Mercedes. And then we're going to ask you to identify that person's astrological sign.
Okay. I just want to say again, I'm not right 100% of the time, but I will do my best. I'll see what my track record will be here at 702-364-9400. I wish I had your picture too, because that would help, but just based, I feel like I could ask like two or three questions to you and have a pretty good idea. So we'll try it. No promises made, but we'll try it.
We need volunteers. 702-364-9400. Our phones have lit up here, Mercedes. We have so many people wanting to be volunteers in our little experiment.
I like this. You're putting me to the test. I said my hidden talent is I kind of have a knack for guessing people's astrological signs. Some people believe in it. Some people don't. I really do feel like a lot of physical traits are specific to certain signs, and then personality traits for sure. So in my mind, I always kind of like meet someone and in my mind, I'm like, oh, I bet they're a whatever. And I'm not always right, but I'm right more than I am wrong.
So we're going to test this theory.
Okay.
We ask people to call up, and all the lines are taken right now. So we'll start with person number one. We have Brittany on the line. Brittany, you there?
Brittany.
Hell no.
Brittany.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Turn your radio down, Brittany. Let's talk to Brittany here. Brittany, how would your friends describe you? Like, what kind of personality traits would your friends describe you as having?
So I'm very, I guess you can say very loud. I am very fun, I guess you can say.
I immediately.
Energetic.
Okay.
Mercedes,
okay.
You locking in your guess here?
I want to ask a couple more questions to be 100% sure. Do you kind of like to be, when you go out, like the center of attention?
In a way.
Yeah. You're very charismatic. A lot of like good energy from you. Very kind.
Yes.
You're a Leo.
Sometimes
100%.
Yes.
You're a Leo. I would put money on it. You're a Leo.
I am a Leo.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You could just tell right away, like when she said, like described herself, I was like, and you're a Leo too, JC.
Yes.
Like that's just... That is a Leo trait. I can spot a Leo from a mile away.
Okay, you got the first one right.
They have a lot of like charisma and you know they like talking about themselves and like they kind of like to be the center of attention and just really kind and fun. So yeah, for sure.
So you got that one right. Let's go to contestant number two. Or person number two is Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. How would your friends describe you?
I'm really loud, outgoing. I'm shy at first, but once you get to know me, there's no setting me. I'm a weird one.
Oh, okay. I like the shy at first. Would you say you're an introvert or an extrovert?
That's really hard because I like to go out, but I really like to stay inside. So I'm more of an introvert.
Are you a detail-oriented kind of person?
I am. I have to have everything perfection.
Oh. Are you kind of critical about things sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes a little too critical.
Are you a Virgo?
Oh my God, you're so good.
No way. 2 for 2.
She said it when she said like detail oriented.
Yes.
Those are... Hey, just out of curiosity, Kim, do you have any stomach issues?
Oh, my God, all the time.
Virgos have stomach issues.
Is my wife a Virgo?
Your wife is a Virgo.
What? Why do Virgos have stomach issues?
That's their area. It's crazy.
Yep.
You guys,
it's weird. I found out I had endometriosis like a few years ago.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. It's just, yeah, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre how, like, literally when you're born, how it can affect you physically, mentally. It's just, it's really crazy.
I'm blown away here. Let's go to T. Good morning, T.
Hi, I'm actually Kim.
Oh, Kim. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm great.
Okay, Kim, how would you describe, how would your friends describe you?
Crazy and fast-paced.
Crazy.
And lovable.
Okay. I'm kind of narrowing things down. Are you kind of a blunt person? Do you just, like, say what you think right away?
Yes.
Do you like to travel?
Yes.
Are you Sagittarius?
I sure am. Are you serious?
Wow.
The second you said crazy and fast-paced, my husband's a Sagittarius, and I got the exact same vibes that I get from him.
All right, Kim.
And he loves to travel, and he's blunt, and he likes Sagittariuses. You're so fun to be around. You are, like, the best people to be around.
This is amazing. Everyone else blown away by this whole thing. Can we, let's do one more.
I'm 3 for 3.
Let's end it here.
You want to
end it there?
I mean, if you want me to do it, I just don't want to get one wrong.
I want to do one more. Let's go to all the lines are going nuts right now. Like, we're giving away free money or something. Let's go to, is this Chrissy?
Yes, this is.
Okay, this is the last one. So you're 3 for 3. This is Chrissy, everyone.
All right. Chrissy, how would your friends describe you, Chrissy?
I'm pretty much a social butterfly. I get along with everybody and make friends wherever I go. I'm very indecisive, but I also get things done.
Ooh, okay. You said a word, and I'm going to hone in on this word. Like, do your friends come to you for advice?
Yes, even strangers come to me. I've been told people just feel comfortable talking to me about things.
Are you, like, a pretty, like, well-mannered person? Like, you're just, like, gracious. You're polite.
Yes, I think so.
And the word she said was indecisive. So I'm going to go with a Libra on this one.
Oh my gosh, you're so good.
No kidding.
The Libra is the balance. They're kind
is that
of
what
like
it is?
You
okay.
balance with a Libra. Like, which way
Chrissy,
do I go?
What do you think of the skill, this talent, this gift that Mercedes has?
I mean, it's a pretty incredible talent.
I swear, I did not get our general manager, though. She threw me for a loop.
Did she?
I literally thought she was a Libra and she was a Gemini, which now kind of makes sense, but, like, I don't get it right all the time.
Stop discrediting yourself. You just went 4 for 4 on people that you have never met before in your life calling in and just boom, 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 nailing their size.
Well, they give me the clues. They pretty much tell me exactly who they are when I ask them how their friends describe it. Not how you describe, but like how your friends would describe you. That's what gives me the clues immediately.
I need you to focus. We need to come up here with some. What lottery numbers are you seeing right now? What numbers do you see in
3,
your head?
3, 10, and 786. That's not going to work, JC.
No, 786 might throw it out for that combo, huh?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All right, we have 2 categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with Leap Day or Blue Moon?
Let's do Blue Moon.
Blue Moon it is. Dress in Blue Day is tomorrow. So these are all things and characters that are blue, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's do you, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Michelle, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, you win, and you start now.
If you look up, this is blue.
Moon.
No, it's got...
Sky.
Yes. This is the Pacific, the Atlantic...
Ocean.
Yes. Lilo and...
Stitch.
Yes. From Finding Nemo, Nemo's friend...
Story.
Yes. The Toronto has a baseball team by this name. The Toronto
Blue Jays?
Yes. This is a jewel that is blue.
Oh my God.
Also the name of a Sapphire. Strip club. Yes.
Yes,
yes. Congratulations. You got it, Michelle.
Thank you.
Woo. Michelle, nice job. You're all set with his $50 gift card to No Pants Las Vegas. And then he qualified for the grand prize, a gazillionaire package for two to Absinthe. So congratulations to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We'll have one more of these prize packs tomorrow morning right around 8:25. And it is Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Guys, I have a problem. I think I have an addiction, and I am no way making light of this because I'm dead serious. I feel like there's something that I have a serious problem with, and it's going to sound like funny, but I really can't emphasize how serious it is. I get my credit card bill yesterday, and I open it, and I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm like, what? And I'm like, what did we buy last month? What the heck? So I'm going through line by line and I'm like, okay, that's not much. That's not much. And then I see it. It's line after line after line. Amazon, 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 Amazon. It goes to a page two. Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. And it hit me. I feel like I have a genuine addiction to Amazon, and I compare it to gambling because, you know, when you gamble, like, you don't realize what you're spending because it's all chips.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that chip is $100. You're like, oh, throw it out there. Like, I've never bet $100 in my life, but you know what? That's what I imagine. I feel like Amazon's not real money. Like, I'll think of, oh, I need deodorant, Amazon. Oh, I need a new shirt for something, Amazon. And it adds up, and it really hit me this month. I need to place some sort of restriction on myself. It's getting out of control. Does anyone else have this Amazon addiction? And do you think it's as bad as like a gambling addiction?
They make it so easy. It's on your phone. I order the majority of my stuff off my Amazon app on my phone, and you don't see it. You're not taking that cash out in hand and handing it over to Amazon. You're just hitting click. Oh, free delivery today. Awesome. See you at 5 o'clock, protein bars. It's just they make it so easy.
It doesn't even seem like it's real money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, oh, I just have to click and then it shows up at my house. It doesn't even seem like I paid for it. It seems like they're just sending it to me.
You're not going to the store too either.
Yeah.
We'll be at the house and Laura's like, oh, you know, we're out of whatever. And like, oh, you know what? Let me Amazon it. Ding. It'll be here this afternoon. Instead of going down to the grocery store and realizing, oh my gosh, we just paid $10 for this thing. Why are we buying this thing so often? They just make it so easy. And you see the charges come through.
I really am concerned. Deanna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Addicted to Amazon. How are you?
I'm great. So I tried to intercept my husband's emails. I tried to put the deliveries under my kids' names or my names, and I get busted every time.
Oh, so you have the same issue, but instead of trying to own it and be like, yeah, I do it, you're putting it under everyone else's name so it doesn't seem as bad?
Oh, I'm never going to own it because it's all stuff that we can't live without.
Seriously, though, it's not like I'm just buying like willy-nilly stuff. Like, I do need this stuff.
Let's put it to the
most
test.
Most of the time.
Open up your Amazon account.
Oh, no, don't
yes,
ask
no,
me to do this.
Steph, open up your Amazon. I don't know if you can do it on your phone, but you can go to Amazon.com and click on returns and orders, and it'll show you your orders. And it should show you up top how many orders placed in the past 3 months. You can do it by year. Let's start with orders placed in the past 3 months. Who wants to go first? Do you have it open, Mercedes?
Okay, you said I have to do this on the computer?
I'm on my laptop. I just went to my Amazon account, and on the top right, it says returns and orders. I clicked on that, and it shows you your orders.
Okay, Amazon returns.
And if you're by your computer, you can do it on your phone right now. Do it and call us up, and let's start with the past 3 months.
Okay, how many do you have?
For me, in the past 3 months, I have 53 orders in the past 3 months.
I don't feel so bad. I have 44.
You're 44?
Yeah. I don't have as many as you.
We'll open it up to longer. Steph?
So I go to orders?
Yes.
And then I go to the past 3 months?
It says right up top, like at the top of your orders, blank orders placed in past 3 months.
Oh, no. It just says how much I've saved. But I can easily tell you it's been like 35.
Click on the year 2023, Mercedes.
Okay, see, I wasn't addicted at this point. How many do you have for 2023?
I am 186 orders in
2023. 144! Yeah, you're the one with the problem.
No. Let's go.
Maybe you're the problem.
Let's go to 2022.
Okay.
Ooh, what? No, let's not go to 2022.
What is it?
What the heck? Oh, I was doing Amazon Fresh back then.
Oh, no.
248 orders.
Oh, dang. 114. When the truth hurts, JC. What is Adriana, good morning.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning, JC Mercedes.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm calling to let you guys know it's Mercedes. No, that's not right. There's a group, there's a couple groups on Facebook that give you discount codes for items on Amazon.
Why are you telling me this? What are the groups?
So you know what you could do? Also, a lot of times you could put stuff in your Amazon locker so nobody knows what, you know, comes to your house.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, I love that you guys are all trying to feed my addiction. I thought you'd be like, there's groups on Facebook to help you with this problem
that
you can talk to about spending so much money. No, you guys are like, I got discount codes for you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you heard of the actress Rebecca Ferguson before?
Maybe I saw her face.
Yeah, you might recognize her if you've seen her face before. She's been in some movies, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Dune. She's in the new Dune. Men in Black, International. A couple of Mission Impossible movies. Anyway, she recently did an interview and she was talking about how she starred with an A-list celebrity that screamed at her and generally mistreated her so badly that she refused to act with them ever again. And even on set, she's like, I'm not acting with them. And like, she would literally turn her back because this person treated her so poorly.
Gosh.
So everyone's trying to figure out who is this A-list actor that she worked with. Well, The Rock says, it's not me. He just wants everyone to know. Perhaps their behavior would have been different if they would have known that now The Rock is looking for them. So after she revealed that, she also went on to say it was not Tom Cruise and it was not Hugh Jackman. She worked with him in The Greatest Showman. And now Dwayne Johnson is speaking out. He said on X, hate seeing this, but love seeing her stand up to BS. Rebecca was my guardian angel sent from heaven on our set. I love that woman. And then he wrote, I'd like to find out who did this.
Oh, The Rock's on a mission here.
You better lay low.
But so people, other stars are coming out. Emily Blunt, I just looked it up now. Emily Blunt denies being unnamed co-star who shouted at Rebecca Ferguson.
So there are a couple of names that are the ones that people are theorizing that it is. One is Hugh Grant, which, according to other accounts, would check out. He has been not the nicest person on some sets. People are like, oh, it's definitely got to be Hugh Grant. And then the other one, and I'm not super familiar with him, is Michael Fassbender.
I've heard the name, yeah.
Yeah, so those are the two names that are floating around. I just love how everyone's like, not me, it's not me, it's not me.
Real quick, Emily Blunt, hey, everyone, everything's good with us. I've heard stories about Hugh Grant, too, and you can see some red carpet interviews with Hugh Grant where he's just disrespectful to the reporter. And it's like, listen, they're just doing your job, asking some questions about your movie. Give them a couple seconds to talk to them.
The other name's Jake Gyllenhaal. Which I just don't feel. I don't know. He doesn't give me those vibes, but who knows? And then Chris Hemsworth. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
There's no way.
Yeah. So I'm sure the truth will surface at some point. Mm-hmm. We shall see. But just know that The Rock is looking for you. Today is leap day. So that means it comes every 4 years. And if you have work on a salary, congratulations. You're working for free today, everybody. Everyone on a salary.
Oh, man.
You're working one extra day this year for the exact same amount of money. And that's often still the case, even when the 29th falls on a weekend. In normal years, 6 days of the week happen 52 times and one happens 53 times. But in leap years, 2 days happened 53 times. This time we get an extra Monday and Tuesday, so lucky us. But even when it was on a Saturday 4 years ago, the two extra days were Wednesday and Thursday. So it's all like, look at the calendar and it all adds up. If you get paid hourly, though, none of this matters. It only affects people who make a set amount per year. But there's an ongoing debate about whether Leap Day should be an official paid holiday or if people should get some kind of a bonus. 59% of Americans think you should be paid for that extra day. But if you want to complain about it, you should probably do it now because it's probably going to be 4 years till you see that money.
I'm just counting how many leap days you and I have spent together.
Quite a few.
We have one. No, I'm going to do the math. Okay. Yeah, it's quite a few.
This is going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to figure this out. When were we doing last? So the last leap day was what, 2020? February of 2020?
Oh, yeah.
What were we doing late February 2020?
The world was just about to just jump into chaos.
I want to go back and pull the audio from our last leap day. Well, it was on a Saturday, but go back to that Friday before the Monday after. What were we talking about on the show that day?
Well, we were probably talking about COVID.
Yes.
Just like, oh, it's fine. It's over. It's not here. It will be fine.
Because Sisolak...
2 weeks later.
I'll never forget that Sisolak speech when he gave Clark County Schools that the shutdown for the extra week. This is not like a snow day. You should still be studying.
Woo-wee. Oh, man. What did we see after that? That was just craziness.
It was madness.
Does that seem like forever ago?
It does. I was thinking about it last night. It just, my gosh, it seems like ages ago. It was 4 years ago, which is a distance, but still, it seems like decades ago.
Yeah. I can't believe it. But yeah, so you're working for free today. Finally, this morning, so we talked a little bit about this earlier, but some people might have missed it. Everybody's talking about Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish Cyrus. She married Prison Break actor Dominic Purcell back in August of 2023, and her daughter, Noah, was not at the wedding. And everyone was like, that's really odd. I wonder why she wasn't there. Well, we're getting word now that Noah was romantically involved with Dominic Purcell when her mom started pursuing him. In other words, yes, she stole Dominic from her own daughter. The wedding happened at Miley's house, and I guess they had armed guards that were hired for the ceremony, and they were instructed to keep Noah out if she showed up. Now, Miley is really tight with her mom. They're still tight. When she got her Grammy this month, she thanked her mom, who was there with her. She did not mention her dad. I don't know.
No, she did not. Yeah, that. Exactly. Yeah.
But that is just a lot of people are talking about that. Like, who has a mom that would steal their daughter's boyfriend?
I want to look up the age. What's the age difference? Everything that's taking place, but also too with Dominic. So who made the first move? Did Tish make an advance on Dominic? And then he obviously reciprocated. He just said, no, are you kidding? I'm involved with your daughter. What are you doing?
Yeah.
He takes two to tango.
It does. And I like that you shined a light on that too, because we can just sit here and blame Tish the whole time.
Yeah, Dominic.
Obviously,
yeah.
He had a big say in that too.
All of a sudden, the girl you're dating, the mom makes a move, or you make a move on the mom, either way.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Parents are big mad about this experience that was being offered in Scotland last weekend. It was called Willie's Chocolate Experience. And it was supposed to be an experience, like this immersive walkthrough experience that made you feel like you were in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Do you remember the movie? Like, I think of the original Gene Wilder one, and when he says, come with me and you'll see, and he opens the doors and there's like the chocolate river and the gigantic gummy bears and the mushrooms that have the whipped cream on them. You know, the flowers that were like teacups that you could sip and then take a bite out of. Like, I think of all that stuff.
It was magical in the movie. Absolutely magical.
Well, this wasn't so magical. $45 per person, and it was advertised as this immersive walkthrough experience. The images they used to promote it, man, amazing. The lighting, the design, it looked like something straight out of Disneyland.
those were just AI. So when people actually arrived, it was an empty warehouse. They had a couple of props sitting around that looked like stuff from parade floats. It was less than 10 minutes long. There was no candy in there, and there was no immersive interaction. People are giving reviews about this. The backlash is, it's like Fire Festival, but for Willy Wonka, you know?
The guy that was hired to play Willy Wonka is speaking out about the role, and he was just saying, like, it was madness walking into this thing, because they couldn't use the name Willy Wonka, so they're talking about an unknown man, and at the end of the experience, he's supposed to use a vacuum cleaner to suck the evil spirits or something out of the room. He didn't even have the vacuum cleaner. It was just so bizarre. Looking at these photos, Mercedes, you and I could create a better Willy Wonka experience with the stuff we have here at the radio station.
It's so very sad. So very sad. Have you ever gone to something where it turned out to be like such a scam? You're like, what is this? 702-364-9400. Joe says there was something that was supposed to be amazing and kind of turned out to be a letdown. What was it, Joe?
So I decided to go to Coachella a few years back because I love Harry Styles. So I went to go see him, and I paid in total almost $1,000 for everything, my ticket, my hotel, the flight, everything. And then I went there, and I didn't even get to see him. It was such a scam. It was absolutely horrible. And the staff there, just rude, horrible. Then the people there, it was just, and it was in the desert. It was just so horrible all around, the whole scam, I would say.
They make it look like so. You see all like the models and stuff that are out there in their cute Coachella outfits and stuff. And then you go and you're...
Yeah, I feel like it's just for the pictures. It's just for the pictures, because in reality, it was horrible.
Oh.
It wasn't even just me. Like, I just felt like everybody around me was just not having a good time.
Man, festivals can be really hit or miss sometimes, you know? Have you ever done something that turned out to be a complete scam?
I'm trying to think. There's not one coming to mind right now. But I do go to the Coachella. We had a coworker that went there last year, maybe 2 years ago, and she went out there and she was posting those photos too. You have your Coachella hat and looking all cute and everything, and like the social media mask that we see of the photos. And then she showed like her sleeping quarters. She was sleeping in her car.
Oh,
she's like,
gosh.
Back seat in my car. Can't find any food.
I was in college. I was looking for a job for the summer, and there was this like advertisement. It's like looking for motivated go-getters, great money. So I was like, I'll go. So I walk into this building, like this weird building. I'm just like, what is this? So I go in. I go to the suite, and it's like this room, and there's like five other people sitting in there, and they're like, oh yeah, have a seat. I'm like, what is this job? Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
So then they call us all into another room. We go in this boardroom. We're sitting at this table, and this guy comes in and talking about like, this is going to change your lives, everyone. This is like the opportunity of a lifetime, but we're only selecting two of you. Only two of you get to do this. So we're all like, oh my gosh, I got to put my best foot forward. I get selected as one of the two. They take me in the back. They tell me what it is. It's selling knives. Kitchen knives.
Yes.
They open this whole thing like, these are the knives you'll be selling. I like literally walked out. I was like, they wouldn't tell us at all what it was until the very end. It was selling knives.
Meanwhile, the other person in the room stuck with it, and they're now retired with their home in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, they're so rich.
They made a killing off of it. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. We will be back tomorrow for a Finally Friday, kicking off March the right way. And we will have a final pair of floor seats to see Madonna. You're listening for the Madonna mashup. We are going to have five Madonna songs playing all at once. Can you tell us what the five songs are? We're going to start in the 6 o'clock hour. You know it's floor seats for Madonna, so it's not going to be easy. So 6 o'clock hour, right around 6:40, be listening for the Madonna mashup. If we give it away then, great. If not, we'll carry it over to the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to carry it over till we get a winner. So make sure you are listening for that. 6:40 tomorrow morning. We are headed out. J-Love up next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
What a unique talent. Mercedes can identify someone's astrological sign just by asking them a few questions. And this morning, we put that talent to the test.
How would your friends describe you?
So I'm very, I guess you can say, very loud. I am very fun, I guess you can say.
You're a Leo. I would put money on it. You're a Leo.
I am a Leo.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a Virgo?
Oh my God, you're so good.
No way.
Do you like to travel?
Yes.
Are you Sagittarius?
I sure am. Are you serious?
Wow.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's crazy.
Now
crazy
watch. I'm going to go on a losing streak where everyone's going to come up to me and ask me. I'll be like, I don't know.
What am I? Well, that'll do it for show number 2014 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.